Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. It's hard to believe it's already August 16th and August 17th, mid-August. In a few short weeks, we'll be hitting a Labor Day, but as my grandmother once told me, don't wish your life away, Tom. So let's enjoy the rest of August. It's been quite an exciting spring and summer to date. We've had a successful Capital Area Race Series, the seven races that culminate in the Woodchuck Classic in Canterbury. And then, of course, last weekend, we had a very successful Symetra LPGA tournament. We've been involved for many, many years with that tournament. And like the year before, once again, it ended in a sudden death playoff. There were actually two holes at Stonebridge. So those of you that came out and demonstrated to the LPGA that New Hampshire can support a golf tournament, I thank you. And of course, some of the proceeds from the golf event went to First Robotics, and I know they were very pleased with the event as well. As you know, one of the purposes of Northeast Delta Dental Radio is to feature community partners and also to educate the listening audience on various public policy matters, including oral health, but not only oral health, but homelessness, food deprivation, a lot of the social issues that are out there. We live in, I think, the greatest state in New Hampshire, but of course we don't want to be in denial. We definitely have some issues going on. And with me today is Jennifer Lombardo, who is the director of the Friendly Kitchen right here in Concord. And also with me is Beth Ann Barrett, one of my great colleagues at Northeast Delta Dental. She's one, she's keeping an eye on me, but two, she's been a volunteer at the Friendly Kitchen and predates me. So, ladies, thank you for coming in mid-August. I'm sure you have a better things to do than to chat with Tom Raffio, but I really appreciate you coming in mid-August.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Jennifer, let's start with you. Friendly Kitchen. Of course, we all know it's new locations, not too far from a Northeast Delta Dental near the Grapponi Conference Center. So let's start with what your mission is and then take us back to your career, which I know you've been director for 6 years, but you've really been involved since with Hope since 1989. So let's start with your mission and then your career there.
Well, the Friendly Kitchen's mission is basically to feed the hungry. It's as simple as that. Anyone who walks through our doors is welcome to have a meal. We don't ask any questions. We're there to feed people who are hungry. And for myself, I've been the director for 6 years, but prior to that, probably about 25 years ago, I started out as a volunteer with a local church. I was at the point in my life where my kids were very little. I couldn't go in and do a lot, but I would make a meal at home with a couple of other volunteers and bring it in, and then other members of the church would serve it. So I started doing that in the late 80s. And from that, I got to know Hope and a couple board members, and they asked me to be on their board of directors. So I was on their board of directors for about 6 years, and then went back to just volunteering. And then when this position as director opened up in 2008, I took that job.
So. Now, you mentioned Hope. I think probably most people in the Concord area know who Hope is. Mm-hmm. Why don't you give us the 2-minute bio on that wonderful woman, Hope?
Yes. Hope Butterworth. I call her the heart and soul of the Friendly Kitchen. She's been involved with it almost since the beginning in 1980. And she's the face of the Friendly Kitchen, but she has just wants to feed the hungry and has helped the Friendly Kitchen grow over the years. When it first started out, we were serving three meals a day, basically a soup and sandwich, three nights a week to three or four people. And her vision was to purchase a home and feed people 7 days a week. And we she made that happen. Actually, I think it was in 1999 that they purchased their house, and we started serving seven nights a week, and we've just grown from that as well.
And she's, of course, a real dynamo. Before we reintroduce Beth Ann, though, would you give us the contact information? I know you've already made the impression, and I'm sure people, you know, want to get in touch with you to either write a check, drop mm-hmm. off some food, or volunteer. Mm-hmm. So give us that contact.
Well, we're located at 2 South Commercial Street here in Concord. If you're wanting to send in a check or something, that we have a P.O. box, which is P.O. box 373, Concord, New Hampshire, 03302. And if you want to call to set up a time to come in and visit, 224-7678. Great phone number.
Thank you, Jennifer. Now, switching gears here over to Beth Ann. Beth Ann, everybody needs to know, in the spirit of transparency, Beth works with me at Northeast Delta Dental and is one of the fabulous employee colleagues. There's 200 of us or so that make things happen, that keep my life a little easier because I can get out there in the community knowing that the trains are running quite nicely. Beth is in our eligibility department. But one of the many delightful things that Northeast Delta Dental employees do is get involved with the community. And actually, Beth's involvement with the Friendly Kitchen predates me. So, Beth Ann, tell us about your history and then how it segued to getting sort of Delta Dental to get a team that helps you volunteer.
Sure. I started back in the late 80s as well at the Friendly Kitchen, and it was through my church that I first got connected. We were one of the early churches in, and I was very young, listen to me, well, not that young.
Well, you're still young, come on, go ahead.
Neither here nor there. And I've enjoyed volunteering all that time, and when I came to Northeast Delta Dental as an early employee back in 2000, I was talking to my new friends at Delta and talked a little bit about what makes me me, and one of those things is volunteering. And I talked about volunteering at the Friendly Kitchen, and I sparked interest in several colleagues. And so I would bring them with me down to Friendly Kitchen when I had extra spaces when my church folks couldn't go. And that started the interest. And we started to talk about whether or not it was feasible for Delta to get involved. Tom, you know that Ned has always been very supportive of any community outreach, but I feel especially with the Friendly Kitchen, I feel always very supported by you and the board, and both time and funds, always, never a question, always very supported.
Well, thank you, and of course, I got really involved originally. Jennifer, you know, mentioned Hope. Tom Alton actually introduced me to Hope, and then I went down to the old place, and I was like, oh my God, I've got to get involved for sure. And then, of course, I got involved with the New Hampshire Food Bank Capital Campaign, and I learned that throughout New Hampshire, even though we're a relatively wealthy state, that, you know, one out of eight or nine people either directly or indirectly rely on the New Hampshire Food Bank. And I'm thinking, oh my God. And then of course, when we have the Friendly Kitchen right here in Concord, it just made a lot of sense. So let's get back to you, Jennifer. And tell me, okay, so let's just talk about your career as a director. So you've been doing it for like 6 years. Mm-hmm. 6 years ago versus now, what do you see?
A large increase in the people that we serve. We've added meals to our week. When I first started, we did not serve lunch. We now serve lunch Monday through Friday, as well as serving dinner every night of the week. We also serve breakfast on the weekends, and during the winter months when the cold weather shelters are open, we serve breakfast every day. And when I started working there, we were probably serving about 50 people a night for dinner. That would be our average. Currently, our average is 100. So it's almost doubled. I mean, it has doubled, I guess. And then we've also added, like I said, to the lunch meal and some breakfast meals. So the numbers, the people that we are serving, has really increased over the 6 years that I've been director.
And I think we were talking offline. There is no sort of prototypical person. There are people that are that are just trying to make ends meet. And as I like to say when I'm out in the community making speeches, to some extent we're all just one paycheck away for, mm-hmm. you know, being in this situation. So I liked how you put it that it's, you don't make any judgment if someone, I know that this was a big thing with Hope, if someone shows up and maybe they could afford their own meal, but they need some camaraderie, it's judgment free. Is that correct? Absolutely.
No questions asked. Somebody might drive in a car, and it looks like a nice car, but you don't know the rest of their story. You don't know that that's what they're living in, or they just can't. They've just lost their job or whatever. There's so many stories that people have out there. So, and some people will come, you'll notice at the end of the month when the paycheck is, the money just hasn't quite made it through the end of the month, and they'll maybe come that last week of the month, and then you won't see them for a while. Then you have people that you can see every single day. I always say you just don't know people's stories. Everybody has a story, and who are we to judge why they walk through the door to have
exactly.
a free meal.
We've got about a minute before the first commercial break. Why don't you give us all of the contact information again?
Sure. Okay, we're physically located at 2 South Commercial Street here in Concord. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 373, Concord, New Hampshire, 03302. And our phone number is 224-7678.
Now, I know that you have very few paid staff, mm-hmm. so volunteers probably are critical to this process. So if I wanted to volunteer the way, Beth Ann got involved, they would just use that contact information.
Yes, and honestly, the best thing is to come down and see me sometime during the day if you can make it there from 9 to 5. That's the best way to become a volunteer, but give me a call.
And it's so easy to get to. It's very close to mm-hmm. the Groponin Conference Center and Delta Dental. Okay, we'll return with Jennifer Lombardo, who's director, and Beth Ann Barrett, a colleague of mine. We'll return after commercial break.
Hi, I'm Lisa, your Delta Dental Benefits rep. Any questions today?
How long should I brush my teeth for?
2 minutes.
Why should I visit the dentist?
Professional preventative care promotes good oral health.
What's the most popular color of toothbrush?
Blue.
She's good.
As the most experienced dental benefits company, Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service. So enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio returning for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And just a quick update for those of you that are following the Affordable Care Act. We already have about 1,500 people who have purchased oral health dental coverage through the public exchange here in New Hampshire, healthcare.gov. And very interestingly, it stimulated us creating a private exchange called Delta Dental CoversMe.com. We kind of figure that the first year of the public exchange would be difficult for individuals to purchase oral health coverage. So what we did was we created a private exchange called DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, and there are about 5,000 individuals in New Hampshire that have purchased individual coverage through our private exchange. So we've made it relatively inexpensive. We've created a new network of our participating dentists who are willing to take more of a discount, and it's worked out quite well. So a lot like my guest today, we just kind of took the reality of the Affordable Care Act. We didn't say, oh, woe is us, and we engaged it, and it's turned out to be a great opportunity for us to spread our oral health mission. And if you're interested in more of that story, as well as why we get involved with the community, you can read about that in a book that I co-authored with Dave Cowens called There Are No Do-Overs, and you can get that right here in Gibson's, right here on Main Street in Concord. So we have with us Jennifer Lombardo, who's the director of the Friendly Kitchen, and Beth Ann Barrett. And before I talk about how they engaged the hunger issue, I'd like Jennifer to give out the contact information, and then we'll talk a little bit about the history of the Friendly Kitchen.
Okay, we're located at 2 South Commercial Street in Concord. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 373, Concord, New Hampshire, 03302. And our phone number is 224-7678.
Now, as you heard before the commercial break, the Friendly Kitchen serves not just the working poor and the homeless, but people who are maybe just trying to make ends meet at the end of the month when the paycheck runs out. And it's judgment-free. I learned that from Hope immediately, and Jennifer described who Hope was. She's mythical in here in Concord, but she taught me right from the very beginning, no judgment as to who is coming in. So part of that is our sort of spirit here in New Hampshire. And Jennifer, if you could just kind of bring us back a little bit back to 2011 when you had a fire at the original home and how the community came together, and then ultimately you landed in a very functional spot right near the Capone Center.
Right. Well, on April 30th, 2011, our home on 14 Montgomery Street burned. And we realized quite soon after that we weren't going to be able to build another home on that piece of land. So we went out, our board of directors and the people from the community, we looked around for a spot to build a new place. And finally, after looking at 25 or 30 places that we could either renovate or find a piece of land, we found the piece of land on South Commercial Street. And it took us about a year and a half to build the facility with the help of the Concord community. I mean, it was absolutely amazing. The people that came through for us with money or work for nothing just really have helped to build the facility. The other thing that happened was the Concord community came through, the churches in town, that allowed us to use their space while we were homeless, basically. And we never missed a meal. From the Saturday morning fire, we had served breakfast, and that Saturday night we served dinner at First Congregational Church, and then from there we had several churches that helped us out. So the community has just come through incredibly to help us rebuild. And on December 27th of 2012, we served our first meal in the new home.
And it is so functional. Mm-hmm. Now, Bethany, I'm back to you. As you were bragging that you were starting when you were a young lady back in the 80s. Now, we all know that volunteers, obviously Jennifer's leadership, Hope's vision, you know, make this all happen as well. But volunteers are the key. So you got involved in the late 80s. And when you're rallying fellow employees to get involved, how do you energize them that this is a real issue in New Hampshire? Well, sometimes people need to be educated first on that.
Right. I think there's a couple of different things. I think, first off, once you've been, it's so contagious. You feel so good about yourself and your camaraderie with your coworkers and the mission that you're feeding folks that really need it. I think that's the biggest thing. It sort of sells itself. And so I think it's easy to fill from that perspective. But I think the other thing is that we work at Northeast Delta Dental in a very community-oriented business. We're very supported that way. And so there are very few things that would be off-range, but certainly homelessness and needs of our people in Concord and the surrounding areas are obvious to us, and outreach is easy for us to do because we are supported.
But as I always say, we can provide the environment of support, but it takes great leaders like yourself, Beth Ann, to get out there and do it. So I wanna thank you for that. And the background in terms of the infrastructure of how Delta Dental supports this type of community outreach, that's also in the book, There Are No Do-Overs, so if you're interested in that. But as I always say, it takes people that are willing to get out of their comfort zone and go there. And of course, I agree with you, though, once you're there, though, and once Tom Walton and Hope took me, this was the old place. Yeah. It was like I was hooked that this is definitely worthy of my attention. Then, of course, when I got involved with the food bank, and then I started to realize the statistics, one out of eight people relying on the food bank directly or indirectly. And of course, people aren't statistics, but the statistics backed what I saw, empirically. So of course, we need to keep it all together. So we do have some upcoming fundraisers. So Jennifer, can you tell us about the upcoming fitness walk and run? Because I know this year it's moved from to a Sunday, and then also the Dan Zanes concert.
Yep. Yeah, these are our two major fundraisers for the year, and they happen to be fairly close to each other this year. On Sunday, September 7th, will be our 8th annual road race and 2.5K fitness walk, which is held at the New Hampshire Technical Institute. And that is on a Sunday this year, and it will be starting at 8:30. I believe on our website, which is thefriendlykitchen.org, there is the flyer and all of that, all the information for that. So that is September 7th.
And for my running friends, I will do some email blasts. Coach Seagroves has already given me the information for that. And we want a great turnout, and it's a great course. And the great thing about running is you're running for fitness, but you're also raising money for a great cause. Mm-hmm. But I just want to remind my running friends that this year it's on a Sunday.
Sunday, exactly. Yeah, and we have a new thing with it this year is if you can purchase a Friendly Kitchen apron and run in that and maybe win a prize for doing that or something. And then our second fundraiser is on Saturday, October 4th at Concord High School, the Dan Zanes and Local Friends concert. And this is the 15th year that this has been taking place. And Dan Zanes, who happens to be Hope Butterworth's son, is a Grammy-winning musician. He has Dan Zanes and Friends is his band, which is a children's or family fun concert. But we use local musicians that come to play with Dan on this particular Saturday. And there are two shows. One is at 11 in the morning, and the second one is at 2. And that, again, is on October 4th.
And I've attended some of these in the past. They've been at various venues. Mm-hmm. One year was at Bow High School, right. And I actually did the setup because my pal, Dr. Mitch Corray, was giving out toothbrushes. It was a tad tardy that day. And it's been in other venues. And, of course, your brother-in-law, Terry Wardrop, he plays. And so in mm-hmm. addition to Dan, who is well recognized, there are other local musicians.
That's great.
And you should see the audience, the kids. It's just terrific. I mean, Dan has such great.
You don't have to have kids to come to this.
No, you don't.
Definitely,
but
it's really fun.
It is definitely really fun. Yep. But it's important that we both events that we want Delta Dental is sponsoring. So mm-hmm. for those of you that are in a position, if you work for a company, they can get your company to sponsor. If you're not in that position, but you can buy a ticket to the Dan Zanes concert or register for the road race, do so, because I think you would agree, Jennifer, every dollar matters in terms of this type of mm-hmm. funding. So let's get back to the stark reality. I think you mentioned that when you started as executive director, you had roughly 50 people a night, and now there's about 100 people a night. It seems that it's a growing problem. So what do you think? I mean, I really believe myself that since the economy tanked in 2008, there's never really been that full employment recovery, and we mm-hmm. see that with our Delta Dental subscriber base, employers not hiring people back. But how do you see things? And obviously you've got a great functional location now, but how do you kind of see things, and how do we keep this on everybody's front burner?
Well, people are in need, and the basic need to be fed is huge. I mean, how can people function? How can people go look for a job or go do the things that they need to do to get one step ahead if they can't put something in their stomach to eat? And it's just getting worse for people. I have so many people come in who have just been out there trying to find a job and just can't find a job, and it's a challenge for people.
So it's good that we sort of educate the public on that. And it's mm-hmm. all related. For example, if you don't have good oral health and don't have good teeth, then you can't eat fruit, and that creates health issues, and other things. So thank you, Jennifer and Beth Ann. This community owes you so much. Let's give out the contact information, and I want people to register for the race. I want you to go to the concert. And I want you to donate, if not donate, then volunteer. So give us the contact information.
Okay. Our location is 2 South Commercial Street. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 373, Concord, New Hampshire, 03302. And the phone number is 224-7678.
Thank you. And thank you, Beth Ann. And thank you for working with me at Northeast Delta Dental. I'm blessed. Jennifer Lombardo, director, and Beth Ann Barrett, volunteer. Thank you for your information today on the Friendly Kitchen. Tom Raphael will return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.